Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zane.
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
Hey, this is TJP, the Phil-Am Flash, and you are listening to Stan, Ro, Chino, and Camos on the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
You're listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Stan, Sini, Ro, Moran, Raf Camus, and Chino Liao all together to bring another packed episode in day 52 of the ECQ era. I'm counting this based on how long my beard has grown, and I've gone past day 50 at this point. So how have you guys been dealing with everything?
I don't know. Are we ready for the, you know, for the relieved, for the retargan, the, lifted ECQ, the GCQ?
GCQ. Are we ready for that? General community quarantine.
The softer version of it.
The softer, yeah. The softcore version.
Yeah.
ECQ light.
No, it's not even ECQ. Yeah.
Diet.
It's diet.
Diet ECQ nga.
Diet.
Yeah.
Hindi, hindi. Pareho lang yun, Camus eh.
Magkaiba yung lasa, no ka? Lasa doon, Chino.
Okay.
You say so. If it's not, I don't know if we're ready for the whole thing. I mean, like, shit's going to hell. Camus, yeah. you know what it okay. is.
Are we doing this now?
Government shutdown. Yeah, we're doing this now. The government shut down ABS-CBN yesterday. And here's the twist, after they said they were going to let it run after the franchise lapsed on the 4th, which was Sunday. So much shit going down. I think if anything was new, it was that betrayal, if you will.
We want to talk about betrayal, man. This is, okay, let me preface all of this by saying that my father is a 16-year employee of ABS-CBN. In the back end of this, he's not an on-air talent. Yeah. He's not an artista. He's one of the guys. He's one of the 11,000 that is working hard on you know, doing your job, making sure that he is in the service of the Filipino and all that good shit. He is one of those guys. 16 years of service, and never have I seen him so emotional over something like this, because last night, he actually went a little viral trying to spread a little hope about this. And that's, at this point, that's all you can do, because the government's not going to do anything about it. Congress in action on the franchise is bullshit at this point. They could have done it in a day. They haven't. I'm trying to keep it under a minute with this. So at the end of the day, what you want to see is people understanding that your government did this to you. They're trying to keep people quiet. They're trying to find any excuse to incite martial law and to piss people off. So before we get back to wrestling, I just want to say this. Now, if you are listening to us, you are enjoying free media. You are enjoying non-professional broadcasters. I mean, with the exception of Stan. Stan, you Chino, may license ka pa ba?
Mickey? No, I never got one.
I'm DJ.
Yeah, what Stan said. It's, you know what? It's fine. I've performed all over the world. Have you, Stan? Oh, anyway.
Wow. Okay. I'm just making the point that we're not professionals here, but professionals aren't being allowed to do their jobs. The people who bring us the news are being silenced. And at the end of the day, this government does not care about you and does not care about the media that criticizes them, justfully so. So they are literally just flexing on everyone and telling you that your freedoms can be taken away that simple. That simply. Yeah. So,
And can I just say really briefly, it's not a flex or nothing, but I used to work for ABS-CBN for a short while. You said your dad worked there for 16 years.
Yep.
I worked there for about 6 months. Okay? It wasn't very long, but it was very fruitful because I was able to learn what it was like to run and actually physically, literally run a live noontime show. And it was one of the experiences that stays with me until this very day. It's been 10 years ago. I still remember what that all was like, right? And so to have all the people that I met back then, plus all the people from Comedy Manila who work with ABS-CBN as writers, as talents, as creatives, now out of the job, it's just heartbreaking to see. You know, because all these people, they didn't have anything to do with whatever caused this. They're just part of the system. They're just part of the system. And as a result, they became collateral. It's the collateral damage of 11,000 jobs, diba?
Yeah.
So parang, it's just heartbreaking to see that right now. We all know where this is going, diba? We all know how this will end, diba? It's either martial law or Bongo saves the day. But either way, it's bad for all of us. And I don't like ranting about the government either. But man, this is pretty close to home for me. So
you're the one who lives in Quezon City, closest to it. So
yeah,
you know, literally
so close.
I know.
Hey, all I'm living for is all the people on Twitter who are just clowning to mga DDS na artista and celebrity influencer. I am totally living for this because I am petty and because I love Schadenfreude. But, you know, I just can't wait for things to go back to whatever normal is so that the casting directors, the actual directors, the writers, they can start blackballing all the people they want to blackball. Call it discrimination, but like there are bigger agenda at play now, and like the gloves came off the moment that they defended this administration. So
that's true.
In a way, ginusto nila yan.
That's true.
I don't think anyone's getting blackballed though.
Oh no! They will.
No, you know what? It's easy to say, and it's fun to think about, and you know, it's happy to think about. Oh, sana these guys get the reckoning because they were so pro-government. But at the end of the day, it's like Vince and, you know, and his and the wrestlers he burned bridges with. There will come a time when money will talk louder than, you know, political actions, and these things will wash under the bridge, if you will. And it's the way the business works. I don't think anyone's getting blackballed for being pro DDS forever. Maybe now, yes, maybe that would be a thing that could happen, but I don't see it happening. I don't see these repercussions happening forever, as much as we want them to.
I think that's a fair point. We're going to nip this in the bud because everybody and their mother has said what they have wanted and needed to say about the shutdown. And if you want more discourse on that, you can go to Facebook, Twitter. You can commiserate with people, with friends, and you can start clowning people if you want. I'm not really going to police that. For us here, though, we've got a podcast to bring you, and this one is another fun interview with some friends from the radio industry. Better they're not my close personal friends. They're actually Chinos. So we've got Anton Molina and Jello Andres of 99.5 Play FM. They're going to be joining us, and we'll talk
wrestling. Bakit di mo sila close, Stan?
O, bakit?
Kasi di ka JJ.
Oh my god.
Here's the thing though. You want a rebuttal? You and every other JJ who didn't get a main roster slot on any of the five stations can suck it because I never had to be a JJ on the morning show of one of the five stations.
Okay.
Wait, can we just say while we're
I
here?
I just had to say it.
While we're here, can we just plug both of your podcasts? Because both of you have.
Before we insult anyone further.
Before we keep this clown train going, I really want to say that I'm proud of both of you guys for starting your own podcasts, your own solo podcasts on the Podcast Network Asia family. So,
okay,
kasi siya yung may episodes on Spotify.
Yeah, and yeah, yeah, you know, okay, you did your first episode last night, and the Spotify versions for that are dropping a little later, no?
Yeah, no, it's okay. Kasi Chino's episodes are actually accessible, and mine aren't at the moment. So I'll let Chino go first.
Okay, Chino.
So yeah, my podcast is on Spotify. Just type out Class Clowns or type out my name, Chino Liao. It'll come up. It's basically a masterclass in 1 hour where I interview random professionals from various fields. Today's episode was with a neurologist and another stand-up comedian who was also a doctor, and we talked about, of course, the coronavirus. What else? And we also talked about what happens to your brain when you tell a joke. So it's
hold on a minute. I thought your podcast was about movies.
No, it's a different one.
So maybe
So yeah, we're all open and honest with each other. I haven't started working on the movie podcast.
It's hard. On a movie podcast.
It's hard, bro. Hard. I'm talking to people who want to start the movie podcast.
Talk to Butch.
Because I was talking to the guys of. Okay, I like how this is all on record, and we're just gonna air it like this.
Yeah, exactly. I just found out now, right? I mean, like, I was under the impression this whole time
it wasn't a movie podcast. I'm actually talking to the guys of Solid OK because they do a movie review thing every Saturday. If they'd be interested to sell the audio to that to PNA or give the work with PNA on posting the audio,
Something like that.
Okay. It's not. I used sell wrong, but basically work with PNA to post the audio of that. So anyway, it's not a movie podcast. Although I will have a scriptwriter. Not yet, but I will have a scriptwriter who is a friend of the show.
Our favorite scriptwriter. Yeah.
Ange Pasabal on my former college professor on in a few episodes. So, madami pa ang guests. The next episodes that's coming out next Wednesday is about culinary arts and kitchen myths. And then the one after that is about poker. So, very, very random professionals on the show where they get to talk with me and another stand-up comic where we just shoot the shit and just have fun, basically. And you walk away learning something. That's like the most important thing.
Chino. Is this all because you didn't graduate college?
No, not really. I mean, shit. Alam mo kung hindi lang ako graduate ng college. First of all, dapat kuha ako ng academics, di ba? Hindi yung poker, culinary art.
You just got 2 doctors. But
they talked about what happens to your brain when you tell a joke. So it's not really like medicine. You know,
that's medicine. That is not science.
It's not like 101, diba? It's not like anatomy or some shit. I just want people to walk away.
Yes, no, right, it's not right.
Basically.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Cut it out. Shut up. Shut up, both of you. All right, let me get to my podcast.
Your podcast.
It's called On Deck.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called On Deck with Stan C, and it's a dream podcast to just pull the curtain back on the radio industry. So I had my first episode last night on Facebook Live with our good friend Renzo
McNally. Hey!
Yeah, so he gets to talk about being a legacy, a second generation DJ and voice actor, and we talk about our insights on the business and all that. And then my second guest has been lined up for next week, so I'll get to talk to the legendary Hot Mama Maria from Campus Radio,
aka
SOP Samantha on the phone.
Oh my god.
Indy from Mellow 94.7, the current program director. So that should be a fun conversation with another good friend.
How's she doing?
Yeah. We'll find out next week when I get to talk to her. So the episodes will drop on Spotify all at once in about a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Gusto ko yung next small talk tayo dito.
Kamus, when is your drunken podcast coming out?
Huh? It's on Facebook Live. It's on Facebook Live.
Shouldn't you be coming out with your own series where you drink with people or you just get drunk by yourself?
No.
It's a sprack lang siya ng 2 hours. Ganun.
Oh,
diba?
No, I can't do a solo podcast. I don't like I know that I'm prone to monologuing, but I can't monologue to myself. Much. I can't monologue to myself and record it. I really can't.
Okay.
It's a thing.
You need somebody to play off of.
Yeah. Always. That's why the Naughty Boys episode from Wrestling From Home last night was I miss having friends to drink with.
Yeah, if you want to knock out some brain cells and liver cells in about 4 hours, I'd encourage you to check that
out.
If you have 3 hours to kill, it's better than the Irishman, I can tell you that.
It's better than the WWE pay-per-view, I would say.
Yeah.
It's better than
the WWE pay-per-view. We have wrestling talk to talk about. It is a wrestling podcast, after all. Let's start with some news, and I'm going to be pulling this off of the grapevine over on smartkenry.com, which Ro takes care of. So let's get our headlines. First is Apollo Crews is reportedly turning heel. So this is the new direction that they're going to be taking, especially with the storyline injury that they've written him into.
All
right, quick thoughts, folks.
I like it.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to say that it's great because finally there is something for... there's a personality for Apollo Crews to have beyond smiley babyface.
Yes.
So
yes,
he didn't get Rocky Maivia reactions, but it's something for him to do. It's a new side of his personality to flesh out. I'm actually not sure because I'm not sure how it's gonna play off because he's quite soft spoken. So
and
I don't know
really
if he's gonna.
He's never really.
Yeah, and he's never really been heel.
Yeah, in his entire career, I don't really remember him like having a prolonged run as a heel. Like in the little bits of him that I watched from Dragon Gate up through NXT and then now his main roster stuff, there really hasn't been that side to him where you can even, imagine him going full heel route. I mean, yes, from a technical standpoint, he could wrestle heel if he needed to, but could he carry a character? That's something that we don't see, we haven't seen yet today.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like that they're giving him a role. He's been meandering in the mid-card for 5 years now. I was even surprised when they said he's been there for 5 years and he hasn't even done anything. So good for Apollo Crews. He finally gets... They throw him a bone. Let's see where he takes it.
Yeah, all so right. Hopefully he surprises us. And, if he doesn't, surprise us on his own, maybe he could... do some good work with someone else for as a mouthpiece. We'll see.
MVP.
No, that's the speculation of what could happen, but it's not final yet.
Okay, yeah. Moving on to the next item. Roman Reigns, if you caught Raw this week, was edited out of the WrestleMania 31 feature.
Ooh.
So they replayed the Seth Rollins cash-in, and sobrang halata that they Benoit Roman Reigns. Probably because they've been trying not to mention him since he took a leave of absence following the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
This is bad. This is so bad on so many levels.
What level do you want to start on?
I mean, how petty do you have to be to erase a guy who is literally just looking out for his own health and his family's health? Because that's why he didn't do your show, your biggest show of the year, granted, yes. But he had a valid reason, right?
Yep.
And Shaka, we're not just talking about any guy here. We're talking about Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns, the guy they rocket strapped more than once on their card, but he gets pushed so ridiculously, and he does one thing to take care of himself, and then they do him like this. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
It's dirty.
There's also the fact that he's a cancer survivor, a two-time cancer survivor, and then they're going to treat him like this after he made the decision to take care of his own health and his family's. Sobrang petty.
Yeah, can I get a word in? Like, just as somebody who deals with medical issues... the most, I think, of the four of us. Oh wait, no, Chino has fat man issues, but no. What I mean to say is that when you understand what it's like to have somebody close to you go through cancer, there's if you're given a second opportunity, and in Roman's case, a third opportunity at life, you don't take chances like contracting a stupid virus just because you're asked to work. It's as plain and simple as that. And I know we've talked about it a bit, in the lead up to WrestleMania, but no chances, man. If you're going to do him dirty like this, because, and he has kids on the way also. That's the other factor here. It's so freaking scary for somebody like that to even exist. If he gets written off WWE because of this, man, that's a Dark Side of the Ring episode. waiting to happen.
No, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Diba?
Right, let's move on.
That's it.
Okay, let's move on to the next bit of news. Brendan Vink is reportedly in line for a big push, so that's why we've been seeing him a lot on TV. In fact, he was the one who got the pin on Ricochet in the tag team match between the Aussies and Ricochet and Cedric Alexander on Raw this week.
They didn't even get an entrance. I watched that match. They didn't even get the proper entrance.
It doesn't matter. That I'm a tao.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, who cares? Who are you going to pander to?
Yeah,
who's
gonna exactly.
Who's going to pop the bottle?
They have 3 hours to fill, man. Oh, my God.
Okay, speaking of entrances, I always find it weird that these guys coming out to music act like there's nothing wrong with going out and acting like there's a crowd. Like, there's clearly there's something wrong there, and it's just weird. So it doesn't
para sa'yo. Like, of all the entrances that pander to people, because for me there's one that stands out talaga.
Yung kid Drew McIntyre stands out to me because he does this whole thing where he raises his hands in the air in front of the crowd, but there's no crowd to raise his hands with, diba? Why is he still bothering to do all of that? So to me, that's...
I can explain a little bit. You know, it's like what Dusty said, you know, when he's got hard times. I reach for your hand with my hand and put it on mine. So I guess he's, you know, empathizing
he's channeling with
people on the TV. Yeah, channeling through the screen.
I guess.
Buti pa yung naisip niyan. Because like when I see Liv Morgan, siya yung candidate ko for pinaka nakakabobo. Like when Liv Morgan does her entrance, tas like papakute siya, parang... Kanino ka nagpapa-cute?
If they do it to the camera because the camera is a stand-in for the
audience. Yun iba yun, yeah. Pwede pa yun, yes.
So
kasi hindi yung hard cam, hindi siya nasa hard cam nakatingin eh.
If you like gesture and then look around at the imaginary crowd in the empty performance center, that's when something is wrong. But if you're staring at the camera like how Edge does his promos, then okay pa naman yun, I think.
Yeah, I think the whole cinematic aspect of it and talking to the camera as if it were a person instead of just a camera actually works. That part I like. But everything else, acting like there's a crowd there, it's weird, man. It's so silly. Yes.
All right, one last piece of news before we get to Money in the Bank predictions, because spoiler alert, Money in the Bank is happening Monday, Manila time. Let's talk about New Japan and how they announced just a couple hours before recording that they are canceling the Best of the Super Juniors altogether.
This is a big sad.
Very big sad. At least they're being proactive about it. I mean, like, they won't let it come down to chance or whatever. They won't let people questioning whether it's still going on. At least they've managed everyone's expectations. It's not the good outcome, but it's for the best. I think we didn't expect any more, naman. I mean, like, did we really expect for this to push through?
No. The thing with New Japan, and we've seen it a lot over this while we've been on quarantine and ever since, you know, shit hit the fan in Japan, that New Japan is leading the way for Japanese wrestling as a whole. They're really telling people, okay, when are we looking at? And they're taking it as, you know, being very proactive about when they're announcing things and how late they're announcing things. BOSJ was supposed to start when again?
Mid-May.
And we're literally, what, first week May palang. Like, this is a fine announcement, like, in terms of timing, but they pushed this back as far as they could until you could say, well, guys, you know what, sorry. It's not happening. It's just them
saying that they won't do any empty arena shows like others have been doing.
Yeah.
So
because they don't want to put their guys at risk also.
Exactly.
And considering how many seniors are on, like, you know, are on their roster, it's kind of worrisome for them to run a show. Like, more so than like WWE and their bubble that they've sort of created.
Pretty sure the Tenzans and the sino pa ba yung mga old folks nila aren't really senior world, citizens.
Yeah. No,
no, but, Tenzan no. Is kind of it. Yeah.
More on the production end of things. No,
on like,
the,
Tito Cozy.
In the production end of things. Like, you've got how many old men that are still in what's this called, essential to running a New Japan show.
That's I guess problem. Red Shoes is a senior.
Yeah, Red Shoes is super. Sabi ko dapat super senior, pero yeah.
Retired. Hattori was the one that I was really worried about if they started running shows again, but he's retired this year also. So it's just that. It is just that, guys.
Okay, so those are the news bits that happened this week that really stood out. Now let's get to predictions for Money in the Bank. 7 matches have been announced so far. I'm praying na wala nang ma-announce between now and SmackDown over the weekend. So let's run through this quickly, starting off with Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville.
This has actually been built up fairly well, like I would say.
This match isn't on the Wikipedia. I don't understand why.
No, it was...
It is. It is right now.
I'm looking at it now, and it's not here.
Both of you read it.
Anyway, carry on. Wala pa rin. Anyway. This should be a Sonya win.
Just to keep
it going.
Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's it pretty much for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually enjoying this angle. Like, it's not god awful.
It gives them dimension. It doesn't just make them another female tag team. It makes them a female tag team with history now. So I like that.
Yeah, it gives them both something to do, which I can never complain about. So, all right, next up, you've got a fatal four-way tag match for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. It's The New Day, Miz and Morrison, Hey Hey Ho Ho, The Forgotten Sons, and Lucha House Party.
I just find it amusing that The Forgotten Sons are now in the SmackDown Tag Team title picture. It's just...
You know what? I wouldn't put it past them to pull the surprise win for the Forgotten Sons if they're actually going to push these guys.
Ako rin eh. I was going to say the same thing.
Like it feels as though, diba? It feels as though they would do it.
Why, I mean, I guess it's why the New Day won the titles back. No?
Yeah.
It's probably why.
Parang when you follow the logic that we know these guys will pull, it's like, wait, this is not outside the realm of possibility.
It might be... It might also be a fuck you to the team formerly known as the Revival.
Actually, it could be. It could be. I can because the Forgotten Sons aren't that different character wise compared to the Revival, but they're both
very different. Fuck you, man.
Let me explain, guys. Okay. Let me explain. They're both no nonsense guys. They're both hard-hitting teams. Diba?
Okay, stylistically,
Stylistically, yes.
They're not similar at all.
So, stylistically, yes. They're not that different from one another. So, I can totally see them, WWE being WWE, just dropping the titles to the Forgotten Sons. But good for Wesley Blake. Wesley Blake. Good for him.
Yeah, Wesley Blake.
Yeah.
Tama, diba? Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe two out of three of them.
Did they drop his first
name? No. We still Wesley Blake here.
Okay. Just making sure it's, his former partner.
Tim Murphy. Yeah. All right, fine. He's still Wesley Blake. I think we're going with a Forgotten Sons surprise win here. It would be something, I guess.
Next up, we've got Bayley and Tamina for the Women's Championship, or the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Let's go, Tamina!
I think this is the most interesting she's been. Like, yung nobody's meaner than Tamina videos niya on Twitter. I don't understand why that's not on TV, but this is the most interesting she's been, and she's been on the main roster since 2009.
Yes,
I agree.
That's true.
Didn't she debut with the Usos, diba?
Yeah, she did. Sir. She did. The Samoan connection.
I like this new Tamina.
Although I think this is just filler for the eventual Sasha
Bailey. Sasha Bailey.
Yeah.
I'm sure some shit goes down in this match where maybe Bailey hits Sasha by accident or Sasha does the other thing by accident. Something goes down.
Okay. Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Pwede rin siyang manalo. I mean, like, pwede rin manalo si Tamina by way of distraction or some shit.
Yeah, Bailey and Sasha don't really need the title to feud.
Anything could happen, I think. I think this is the most anything could happen era of WWE at this point, or in wrestling in general, I think. Yeah. So yep. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened, the Tamina one.
Mm-hmm. Next up, you've got the Universal Championship match, Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt.
You know what? I really don't see a scenario where Bray just takes the title right off the bat. Like, everything that we've seen to this point, I don't think so. And I've just been watching highlights for the past few weeks. But I know I've seen enough that it's like, I don't think this is a title change here.
Okay, here's the thing, though. While I see your point about Bray not winning, I don't know why they're doing this to the Fiend. First, he loses to Goldberg. Now he's going to lose to Braun Strowman, hypothetically. When all this time before Goldberg, he was so unstoppable. So, why are they just double backing on his booking now? Why is he suddenly beatable now?
You know, that is why I think. That exactly right there is why I think Bray is winning. I don't think Braun being champ was interesting at all.
And they just had to do it.
Yeah, they just had to do it because Goldberg had to happen. And then Roman Reigns couldn't happen. And
that's where
you have to find a way back to restore Bray Wyatt to his former glory before the Goldberg thing happened. So I think this is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Plus, he's coming off a win off of John Cena. So
yeah.
Quotations win. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the WWE Championship match: Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins.
See, this is the one. This is the one that messes with me. This match, like,
one of all matches.
No, because there's potential. There's potential for this to be really good or really odd. Like, I have a feeling, kasi, that this has the potential to be shenanigans central.
Yeah, that's a Murphy's there, right?
Yeah. And it just feels as though if there is one match that's really gonna be, you know, either spectacular or spectacular failure, I think it might be this one.
Feeling quite the Drew win because he conquered Brock and it was such an arduous climb, so to speak. So to have him drop the title now, parang I just can't buy it. I just can't buy that idea.
Okay,
yeah, no, Drew.
Maybe not
Drew
the
win.
Sorry, yeah. No, okay, Drew win. I would be okay with the Drew win, but I don't know, man. Like, I feel like Shenanigans Central.
No, Drew is the guy. They're not. Maybe there would be shenanigans to. You know, have some sort of weird non-finish, but Drew walks away as champion because Drew's the guy. Sadly, they gave him a clean finish, but he either way he's gonna walk out money in the bank as still champion.
Yeah, valid.
All right, now let's go to the Money in the Bank ladder matches. First with the women, it's Asuka, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Carmella.
Shayna.
But does Shayna need it?
After what they did to her, yeah. I think she could use this. This is a resume builder. It's a resume builder for in her case.
Yeah. Brock won the title, the briefcase last year. So how different is that really?
Technically,
Brock didn't need it. Yeah, Brock didn't need that shit, but he still had it.
Yeah.
Damn you, Brock.
It is Brock's fault.
It's not a matter of who needs it. It's a matter of building somebody's resume up again, especially how they did Shayna dirty during the during WrestleMania.
I'm
with Drew. I say Shayna. She's the most viable winner out of this.
Yeah, it's not a bad choice. It's not something that we're gonna be.
Yeah, it's not a bad choice.
Yeah, we're not gonna be up in arms, but it comes down to the how.
Yeah.
The how of how she's winning.
The how she's winning. I mean, you know, the match has to be good, and she has to be convincing in this match. It can't just be I just pulled the briefcase down. Like, she doesn't have to dominate the way she did in Elimination Chamber, but if she's going to win, That's why it comes down to the how for me.
I think they've all learned their lesson from Elimination Chamber.
Dapat lang.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio, Aleister Black, King Corbin, Otis, and AJ Styles. For me, it's one of the heels, probably Corbin or AJ.
Otis na to.
Putek, hindi.
Otis na to.
Hindi.
Otis ng pucha. AJ is actually a good bet.
AJ. Yeah, AJ is the ideal bet here.
Okay, because you can imagine that AJ would be pissed after, you know, after the shit that they did to his boys.
After dying?
And dying and coming back.
After being buried alive, you mean? Is that the shit you're talking about?
Yes, yeah. I was going to get to that. Now, I was going to say, first they went for his boys. First they killed him. Then they fired his boys. Giving him a briefcase at this point wouldn't be so bad, no?
Yeah, I think so too. And I think AJ versus Drew is going to be money.
Oh, that's money. That is true money.
I would also pull for an Aleister Black win. I would like that to happen.
I would like that. Like, that's my dark horse pick in this
game. Yeah, that would be really great.
Sobrang weird ng visual na nagbabadya sa dilim tapos meron siyang briefcase.
No, actually,
you know what? Now that you mentioned it, I wouldn't be surprised if Aleister Black actually wins. Kasi wasn't he supposed to get a Paul Heyman push as well?
Well, that's possible. I optimistic thinking, but I don't think he was, like, even if he was supposed to get that, I don't think they would give it to him via a briefcase. Like, that's my thing, yeah. The contract for him, he doesn't need the briefcase, he doesn't need that item to carry around, but, you know, if he does get it, who's he gonna cash in on? Kagad, diba? That's my thing there. There's no reason to give him the briefcase yet, but give him a good showing.
I don't think he's limited by the briefcase and the gimmick of the briefcase. Hmm. I think it serves him just fine. I wanted to see it because, he is pretty promising in the eyes of a lot of officials.
He's always been promising.
Yeah, but he's been stop and start. Then I would assume then that Vince takes a look at him and doesn't quite get the appeal the same way he didn't get the appeal of Woken Matt Hardy or whatever. Ooh. But I have high hopes, especially if Paul Heyman is around.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for our Money in the Bank predictions. If you have any conflicting feelings or thoughts heading into the show on Monday, Manila time, hit us up at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter or individually at _StanC, at Caveman Camus, at Roiswar, at Chino Supersized. Time for us to bring our guests in for this week's episode of the Wrestling Podcast. They are fellow radio DJs from what used to be my neighboring station and now my sister station, because I now work at Wave. From 99.5 Play FM, we've got Jello Andres and Anton Molina.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hello.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hey. For the listeners who aren't familiar with your voices, let's try to introduce who's who.
All right. I'll go first, Anton.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, what's up? My name is Jello. This is my voice. Hello. From 99.5 Play FM. Basically, if you're up at 6 a.m., you can hear this voice from 6 to 9 a.m., Mondays to Fridays, over at that station.
Awesome. And this is Anton. This is my voice, and also from 99.5 Play FM. You guys can catch me Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 in the afternoon for the On The Go show.
You know what this sounded like? It sounded like a one of those TikTok videos. Like, this is my voice 1 week into...
And this is my voice 2 weeks into...
I ask you guys to introduce yourselves and you give me the standard radio spiel of, hey, this is name from the station and this is my time slot.
So you really can't. You really can't know who people are unless you tell them.
Okay. Yeah, that's funny because Renzo and I were talking last night on my solo podcast about radio DJs, and Renzo and I spent a good few minutes laughing about people who ask radio DJs to give a sample upon meeting them. Oh, DJ ka? Sample? Like, it's the stupidest thing.
Dude. Yeah, dude, that looks magawin ko.
Oh, I hate that.
So mag-time check ako.
I'm like, hello, this is it.
Yeah. No, dude, but if you're talking to Renzo, there's a legit sample that he can do. I mean, can we mention brands here? I love it.
Can we?
I'm not sure. Wait lang. Let's ask our producer if we can actually mention brands on this one. Dati kasi pwede nung hindi pa kami.
Sige, huwag na lang yun yung brand. Pero...
Yeah,
he's, brand he's the voice of that commercial that says, world famous fries. But if he says it, parang alam yung kikiligin ka. Because you're like, oh! That's from TV! Yeah, so maybe that's what he meant when we were talking about like we sample.
But it's really just stupid when you think about it, because like when you don't go around meeting new people, like ah, talaga accountant ka, pasample naman ng bookkeeping, or but that's the stupidest thing. Like oh, you're a grave digger. Can you like bury someone right here?
It's or if you're like a doctor, can you
can you prescribe me medication?
Can you surgery? Can you do surgery here?
It's stupid. It's stupid. I'm just it always just makes me laugh whenever I get to talk about this with fellow radio personalities, because like we can all relate. We've had that question thrown our way at some point in our career. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Chino sample nga ng joke.
Jello, sample ka naman ng day job mo. Okay ba yun?
Day job. Oh. Coding.
All right, so both of you, of course, you're wrestling fans as well, and that's why we had you up. You know, we wanted to have you on the show. So I guess I want to start off, since we already talked about radio and brought it up. Do you guys let wrestling references come up in your shows, or is that part of your radio personalities? Because ako, when I got into radio, one of the first things I leaned into agad was my wrestling fandom. So in my rookie year, I was putting out references and sound effects na wrestling related left and right. So do you guys do the same thing?
For me, I talk about sports, so a lot of basketball. The only time I mention wrestling, siguro if it's the Rumble or WrestleMania.
Yeah, Anton, that's I remember fair. Seeing you at viewing parties that is a skinny mics.
Yeah, dun yung pwede pa dahil midnight pa ako nun eh. Ngayon, mahirap na.
That's in the morning, yeah. No, but like for the morning show, kasi see Anton, easy, he can do that when he's alone. But like I have anchors who barely watch wrestling anymore. So I use like sound bites and everything just for the novelty of it. Like whenever we would introduce, for example, like a news bit, not necessarily wrestling, but like in the sports world, I would play like the D-Generation X backing bed, right? Or like a John Cena soundtrack, like anything pop. So they could relate to me as well. And you know, the people who don't watch wrestling anymore can also relate if you play the background music or the entrance music of the famous ones since before.
It's really funny na sa Play FM. There are a lot of you who are wrestling fans. There's you guys, there's Renzo, there's Billy. Like the more I think about it, you guys can be like a wrestling fan club.
See Heckler's Row.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like when the WWE came here, we actually asked our station manager if like we could be a sponsor to score tickets and invite the wrestlers on the show. Stan, were you able to invite them over for an interview?
I did, pero that hindi nung weekend na yon. So when they promoted it, they had Xavier Woods and Sheamus in Manila, diba? So they actually called in a wave.
There you go. See, so we have a lot of like you on Play FM, but we don't have that.
Jello, question lang. Yeah. Nag-thank you ko na ba kay Stan para dun sa ticket mo ng live event?
Bro, fun fact. Thanks, kumali ako sa contest ni Stan C for those tickets.
Yun ba yung John Cena mo?
Yeah, dude. I had to do a whole thing. And then the first take was medyo mali pa. Sabi ni Stan, paki-edit ng ganito.
Worth it naman, worth it.
I'm glad it was worth it for you guys. Kasi like the fine people of Centaur, or Monster Centaur, which is the group that handles the PR.
Handles PR,
yeah. They gave me the tickets, right? Sabi nila, oh, bahala ka na. You just do a contest however you want to give it away. And I'm like, all right, sure. So I just wanted to make sure naman that the people who would actually join it put effort para wala rin silang masabi na, oh, you know, Stan just phoned it in, half-assed it or whatever.
For sure. I had to dig up like my Dub Smash from before. That was a clip from Dub Smash. Pretty weird.
Yeah, really fun. Really fun stuff. So you know, it's weird, but like you, the three of us are from like the same network, and you mga the phoners with Seamus and Woods, pumasa sa amin. And for you guys, who I would assume na mas may overlap pa nga yung mga wrestling fans sa audience ninyo, hindi pumayag sa inyo. It's kind of weird.
Now actually, hindi ko alam kung sino hindi pumayag. I mean, yeah, did we reach out, Anton?
I don't know. I don't remember talking about it.
Yeah, I was just like,
so I don't know if they reached out to us though.
Yeah, but I was offering. Pa, I remember we have like a group on Telegram. We were all saying like, oh, if you need someone to interview to go to Araneta or something to cover, we're here. Hello.
We'll go as a group.
But I think it's probably because it's I'm not sure. There's no like push from management, at least from our management, to have some visibility over that event.
I was always just genuinely curious because, like, the way I saw it, we're pretty much run by the same people. So I would have thought lang na what applied for one could have applied to the rest.
Same. But,
you know, it's different depending on wherever you are at. But going back to yung question, like, do you guys hang out as yung DJs na wrestling fans? Do you guys have like video game nights, or do you actually have like a group chat na kayo kayo lang and you mark out over, oh, WrestleMania's happening or the Rumble's happening, Edge came back? And you talk among yourselves as coworkers. Does that happen with you guys? Because wala akong kaganoon sa work.
Yeah, who do you have to, you know, to fanboy with, if you will?
Kami ni Anton, like individually, not as a group. Like we just you know, DM each other links to whatever happened during at WrestleMania, for example.
Or like how to watch it.
Yeah, how to watch it. Like, oy, meron ka bang extra email dyan pang WWE Network?
copy naman sa USB. I know, we did that for WrestleMania, di ba?
Yeah, no, for WrestleMania, I created an email account for a free trial just so I could just stream it properly. Because I was so lazy to go through Anton's links. They were all like full of ads and stuff. So I'm just like, I'll just,
and then as soon as Mania ends, it's like, all right, done.
But now, dude, Money the Bank's coming, so I need a new email.
Viewing party naman. Viewing party naman.
I wish we could make that happen, but it's hard right now.
Anton, you never took Jello to the viewing parties, did you?
I think Jello, you had work that time. Or were you at play, naba?
I was at play, but I think you'd rather bring girls. So.
Oh wow! I did not bring girls. It was me, Renzo, Billy, Tino. Wow!
Because diba yun yung mga 6 a.m., 7 a.m. May show kami nun eh, 6 to 9 a.m. kami, so I couldn't really. And then after that, I have to go to like my day job.
What is your day job, Jello?
Yeah. So. The beauty about being in the morning show is that you can do something after 9 a.m. I've been working on this app. It's called Bookie. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Huh? What?
So, okay, I have to explain this to our guests. Every week we have to deal with this. Every week we have to deal with this. Si Camus has very bad internet. And Camus lives in a very posh subdivision in Makati na itatago natin sa pangalang Bel Air. So for him to have the crappiest internet among all of us is the biggest joke ever.
Oh my God. Ano ba yan?
Yeah, so I don't know what's wrong.
Mas okay pa yung internet namin dito sa Tondo eh.
Okay pa dito yung dial-up eh.
Jello, bigay ko yung address mo dito sa podcast eh.
Nah, dude. Nah, but yeah, it'll be interesting to connect with you, Camus, later kasi I didn't know you worked at Bookie before. I've been there for like 5 years already.
Okay, let's get to Anton naman. Ikaw, do you have a day job or do you have another gig that you balance with the 12 to 3 p.m. radio show?
No. I've been radio all my life and that's what I've been. I recently I had a job interview this morning for like a work at home thing.
Woo!
If ever that works out, then that's going to be my second job ever.
It's funny because like I've seen you around sa Paragon back when I used to work there, and obviously we've seen each other at the viewing parties and at the PWR shows. But the things that stick out to me about you have always been, now you're such a huge LeBron fan. to the point
that
your car used to have yung Cleveland Cavaliers stickers all over it. And because yung halos sabay tayong sa parking lot, I'd be like, ah, Anton's here. Anton's on his way out. Because like, it's the car with a big-ass Cavaliers sticker.
People have to know, man.
So is that your gimmick like as a radio personality now? Oh yeah, like I'm the LeBron super fan, or I'm the basketball guy right here in this station. Is that what you built your on-air personality around?
Yeah, I try. Like majority of my news bits are all just NBA. But I haven't been talking about LeBron because he moved to the Lakers and I'm not a Laker fan.
Mm-hmm. So sumabog like, yung utak mo na naging Lakers na siya. I was like, how do I reconcile this hate?
Because I was telling everyone, like even my mom was saying, no, he's going to go to the Lakers. I'm like, no, of course not. Probably go to Cleveland, you know, or I was thinking the Clippers or maybe New York.
But no.
But wala. Lakers, so it's like it's beat LA all the way.
No, the reason I'm asking about this is because I've always looked at radio and the personas that we have on air as an extension of wrestling, in the sense that these are characters or characteristics that you've had in yourself that you ramp all the way up to 11, kind of like what Stone Cold Steve Austin used to say. So going to Jello, did you ever look at it that way? Now, oh yeah, yung wrestling fandom ko, I can kind of apply to radio in terms of like amping up certain aspects of my personality.
Oh, for sure. Because wrestling by nature is already like something that you could feed off of, like, right? It's so universal that even if you're not a fan, you would know who John Cena is, for example, right? And you could connect that to whatever character or personality that you want to amp up on air, or even with hosting, right? You could crack a joke about with a wrestling context, and people would know. People would laugh at that joke, right?
Right, so. Right. Anton, I know you're a performer as well. You're the frontman of the Anton Molina Project, diba?
Yep.
So, you know, performing, whether you're a musician or whether you're in wrestling, there are aspects that are similar as well in terms of like connecting with the crowd. So, have you ever gone on stage na, kunwari, you're ad-libbing in the middle, in between songs, and do you think of it as like, oh, hey, I'm cutting a promo? Has that crossed your mind?
I rarely talk when I'm on stage because like I have like a huge stage fright. So usually my ad libs on stage is just straight, okay, this is the next song or the Anton Molina Project. Ganun lang yan.
Interesting. Because like I would have figured na if, if you're a wrestling fan and you have a mic, you're holding a mic, the first impulse would always be think of a promo or think like you're cutting a promo. I didn't realize that it wasn't something that every wrestling fan would think of right away.
Yeah.
Or think like, of, you know, like as a comedian, do you ever have that that impulse? Now, oh yeah, it's like I'm cutting a promo. Let me try to elicit reactions, whether baby.
Yeah, no, a lot of it is very performance based on, kasi in comedy. Like if si Red might be able to. He might listen to this and agree. A lot of it is based off your unique point of view. And when it comes to wrestling and cutting a promo, it's that same point of view, but like amplified to like 1,000. Right? Parang you're still, it's taking that same truth about yourself and just amplifying it so that the world can hear it and see it. So yeah, I can totally see the parallels you're bringing up.
Okay, let's get to this next question about presenting yourself, because certain radio stations have brands that they try to keep and maintain. Like for Play, the way I've always understood it is it's very millennial and it's very wholesome and, you know, generally clean. So did you guys ever... That's how I've always seen wholesome. It.
Yeah, it's for sure. That's on point.
Clean?
No, I'm bringing this up because I've always wondered if did you guys ever have to like not reference your wrestling fandom on your social media presence, like your Twitter or your Instagram, just because this might not exactly be the Play FM brand.
Oh, I don't think Play FM has any bearing over our social media, right? Go on, Anton. Yeah, do you know that?
I think before, like way before.
Before that.
There's a thing that we had to be sort of like the Disney Channel kind of thing, but like now, voila, like, they just let us post whatever we want.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we're going to post about the divas, then sure, why not? But, like, if, you know, I mean, like, we can voice our opinions about certain wrestlers that we don't like. We can bash on you know, certain promos that they've done that we don't like the WWE now or something, and now we're switching to AEW. That's independent of the radio shows. I know Renzo also bashes music nga eh, so... Okay lang namin sa...
Renzo is very opinionated, diba?
But did you guys ever gain new fans or parang let your radio listeners see a different side of you? Like, have you ever been hit up by a Play FM listener and be like, "Oy, wrestling fan ka rin pala. Like, now I like you more." Has that ever happened?
Oh, ikaw rin doon.
Wala pa.
Dude, no, morning show, legit. I was surprised. I was talking about the results of the matches of one pay-per-view. Okay, so every time kasi may pay-per-view, I would recap the matches and what to look out for, etc., etc. I'll do a whole news bit segment on that. And then, like, I think two or three people tweeted na, "Uy, I didn't know you guys talked about wrestling," because I was also playing like John Cena's entrance music in the background while I was doing the news bit. So, and then, yeah, I got like two more followers. <Not wrestling.
laughs> Yeah.
Yeah.
That's better than zero for new followers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've always found it amusing because, like, as a listener of radio, I've always found it cool when there's a radio DJ who shares the same interests that I do. So, like, when I was in college and I would hear the Ultimate Warriors music on Magic kasi pinapatugtog din na CJ and Susan,
yeah,
like, I would always mark out for that shit.
Yeah. Even they do DX also in Stone Cold. Basta, fan din kasi si CJ eh. So, feeling ko it plays a part. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the battle you guys had him on the show.
Cool. Long, long time ago.
Oh, really? Yeah, about like 6 years ago.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
yep, that is true.
So sobrang
it was a good
old
time. A good time was had by all. Yeah.
So sobrang old ng podcast, we were still recording at Mello back when I used to work there.
Wow. Like, literally the door in front of Play FM.
You know, I've never been to Mello, just saying.
Yeah, Mello is pretty big, like, compared to Play. Like, you know, for all the times that I've hung out at Play, I would go in and be like, "Wow, this unit is pretty tiny." Because Mello is huge, right?
Aren't there like two aren't there two stations there?
There are three.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but if you look at the entrance, it's like ayan lang.
Oh, it's very misleading, right? And you go inside, may dalawang
entrance. No, nakaloko ng entrance nila.
Yeah, and you go inside, it's like a labyrinth. Now you're making me miss my old workplace.
That was a fun workplace. I mean, we didn't work there, but it also kind of felt like home for how long we recorded there.
Yeah, for sure. Because we would spend like late nights recording the podcast over there. Anyway, let's go back to Anton and Jell and their fandom. Who are your guys' favorite wrestlers like growing up? And then did your taste in wrestling change as you grew up, such that yung favorites yung ngayon are kind of similar to the way they were back then?
Go on, Don.
My favorites were... Growing up was... Number one was Maven. Do you guys remember Maven?
Oh, yeah. That is really random.
That's really random.
That's a deep cut.
Ikaw lang siguro yung nagsabing favorite kasi Maven.
Right, hindi siya bro eh.
Dati kasi, maganda kasi yung dropkick ni Maven eh. As in, anak. When I would watch it, I'm like, wow, perfect. But like, after Maven, naging John Cena na. John Cena, Tommy Dreamer, sina HBK. Now it's more of AJ Styles.
Nice.
How about you, Velo?
No, for me before, it was like all Filipino pride kasi kay Batista ako nun eh. In like the moment he put that Philippine flag on his shoulder, I'm like, damn, okay, confirmed. We don't have to have like people just tell us that hindi, half Pino, half ganyan. Hindi, ito na, nandiyan na nga sa balikat niya eh. It's Filipino, man. It's right there.
Full na yan.
Full Filipino na yan. And then as he retired growing up, I went through the whole John Cena phase also. But then when WWE had this whole John Cena and CM Punk storyline, then I'm not sure if it's like 100% scripted or not. Dude, I became a CM Punk fan because like, yun yung, ano eh, parang first time na nakita ko na nag sort of out of character or taking out of the script and then just expressing his like real feelings towards the company. Yeah. And that made me a fan. I'm like, wow, I'm not sure why he still has the mic on. Yeah.
Were you the types of wrestling fans growing up now you would ask your parents to buy you the shirts and whenever they would come here, you would go and watch the shows? Like how crazy did your fandom get?
For me, the shirts and the action figures. Like, just to share a story, I went on a US trip when I was a kid. And then, dati wala dito masyadong action figures, diba, na wrestling.
Yep.
Like, early on. So, like, I went to the States, and my dad gave me allowance. Within that week, I spent it all on action figures. And I was looking for one. I couldn't find a John Cena one. Until today, I have, like, a bunch of action figures na WWE, pero wala pa rin yung John Cena na yun.
You know what's funny? The current John Cena figures go for like 200 pesos if you know where to look.
Yeah, so Green Hills.
Yep.
So Green Hills, yeah.
Legit ones?
Yeah. It's in recent ones. Yeah, so like I got my current John Cena action figure na naka-Celtic style gear pa siya for like 200 pesos at Chopsville Plus.
With the shirt and everything?
Oh, yeah, the one with a bunch of toys, diba? May isang section sa lid na puro toys, eh.
Yeah, dun sa pinakataas.
Right.
So that's why my girlfriend keeps me away from Shopsville.
Ba yung, ano, yung mga PS4 games? Sa yes. Part na yun?
Yeah.
Same part. Right. Yep. Ikaw, Jello, how far did your fandom get?
There was a time that, like during my childhood, every occasion, like birthday, Christmas, kung ano man yung pwedeng bigyan ng gift na occasion, I would always get a WWE belt, but not the legit one, the plastic one that you would get at malls before. Dati pa, divisore
yung toy spinner, diba?
Yeah, I have like 3 spinner belts. Just because it was the most available one before, and you know the titos and titas would buy me those. I also had. I'm not sure, Chino, if you saw this. My room, in my parents' house. If I'll show you a picture. It has the WWE logo as my headboard.
Yes, yeah.
You saw that.
Nakita ko yan.
Okay. Because the dream was for me to have a bed that's inside a ring. Like a WWE ring.
Oh, wow.
But
I don't know if you guys saw this, but they have pictures on Pinterest or some shit. Na 4-poster bed siya, but it's in the shape of a ring.
Yes, right? Yes, exactly. So I asked the construction to do it. Architect. Tapos, syempre, humindi sila. Malamang, di ba? Baliw lang eh. No?
Sayang.
So sabi ko, sige, compromise. Bigyan kita ng logo. Gawin mong headboard. Ginawa ng headboard ng WWE logo. So, that's ganon, awesome. Crazy. As in, things that I couldn't have when I was like, a little kid. Ngayon, nung ano yun eh, mga nasa late teens na yun eh. Talagang ginawa ko na.
So now that you're adults and you're making your own money, what was the first wrestling thing or wrestling-related object that you bought with your own money?
Oh, the tickets to the recent one.
Okay.
So, kasi...
Mine... And I said, sorry, Jello, go.
Go lang.
And I said, mine was the WWE Championship belt. The toy one. And because before, so I couldn't afford one, what I would do was I would make out of cereal boxes. Like, I would draw, I would cut it out, and then I would tape it.
Cute.
And then I'd be like, okay, I have the Intercontinental Championship and all that.
Nice. Yeah, like a lot of kids growing up. Yeah, John Cena had one as well. There are pictures of him na cereal box din yung gamit niya for his own championship belt.
Yeah, hindi ba balik bayan box pag sa Pinoy? Cereal box ba talaga?
May hirap yun eh.
Have you guys ever had to fall out of your fandom? Like, did you get into a certain point in life, like high school or college, na you fell out of it kasi it wasn't as cool as it was when you were kids, or like your friends didn't find it as cool?
Ako for sure. I mean, remember when they pulled out of Jack TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Kasi it's hard to catch
same,
the programming without Jack TV. That's the whole
deal. Ako personally, that's more bad. That's how I felt. It was so hard for me to keep up with wrestling that at that time, I stopped watching altogether. It
for
was
sure, mid-2000.
Sure, you had to have had like super great internet to stream that shit on, you know, on shady streaming sites and all
yep.
that.
And you wouldn't know what a virus is.
Exactly.
So yeah, grab it on. As in, so Mick Foley was here, and then Jack TV had like a whole event for him and stuff. But like when everything was pulled out from that channel, where could we watch? We tried TV5, remember?
Yeah.
They streamed for a while.
But it's so hard to keep up. So that was the fallout. But here's the thing, though. It's so cool to know. I'm not sure if it's true for you, Anton, also. Now, even if we fall out of, let's say, the fandom of watching the WWE consistently week on week, whenever there's like an event that's close to you or maybe a major event like WrestleMania, we would still watch. Diba? Parang, if you would see it now, oh yeah, I don't watch on a weekly basis, pero uy, pag pumunta sila dito, manonood ka.
Oh, because it's easier to catch up on the storylines than now than it was before when you would miss it on TV.
Right, with the power of the internet and social media, you can just like recap everything, kahit na yung mga bite-sized segments na take 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and the YouTube clips, yeah.
Dati wala nun eh, so...
Here's a fun question. Did you guys ever have to hide your wrestling fandom from a prospective significant other?
Or family, even.
Okay, so I have a story for Jello, and he knows this.
Oh,
I know. No. It's legit. He knows this. Nanad kami nung girlfriend niya nung live event when he was there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the his girlfriend Jessica. Shotgun. So yeah, his girlfriend wasn't like the biggest wrestling fan, but she was nice enough to watch with us when the WWE was.
Yeah,
here.
But I didn't have to hide it. Like I never hid my.
No, super hindi. Yeah.
Oh, ikaw Anton. It's Anton kasi medyo maraming ano eh, significant other.
I only had to hide it from family. It was family because like. For my lola, because I got caught wrestling in school, back in grade school.
Damn. God damn.
Because my friends and I were like, oh, this is fun. So my finishing move was DDT. DDT at sa frog splash. Kasi
si
Tommy Dreamer, DDT. And then we almost got suspended in school. So I promised, I told my Roland that no, I won't watch it now. And then I'd watch it in secret and all. Yeah, it's crazy.
Did your mom ever give you yung spiel na yan? Sa kaka-wrestling mo yan eh.
Di pa naman.
So at what point did you just come out with it and say, I'm not even gonna hide it anymore. I watch wrestling and I don't care.
I think when I got older now, that's when it just it naturally just like, okay, he's watching wrestling. Bahala na, parang ganun.
Ikaw, Jello, did you ever have that that point in time that you had to hide watching it from your parents? Because like I know I did. I had to hide it from my mom for a couple of years.
Well, if I were to like super backtrack like when you know, early teens, I think I had to hide or they wouldn't even let me watch because I would do the DX chop to everyone. And I would say suck it. And if you say suck it to like an older person, I didn't even know what it meant. Yeah, I distinctly remember that now. Okay, they wouldn't let me watch anymore because that's what I learned. The DX chop, X-Pac, and I was trying to explain to them, no, it's just a wrestling move because his name is X-Pac. So you put your arms in an X, and then you pack. and they're like, oh, bullshit. Malamang. Ako kasi, genuinely, I thought, ganun talaga, dun ang galing yung socket kay X-Pac. So, I mean, I'll even make that up. So,
kasi it's the name niya, gets it.
Yeah,
X-Pac. Diba? Okay, baka siya.
And if you're a kid, you're watching it, you're like, oh yeah, makes sense. X-Pac, that's his move. Diba?
I like how deep that thing comes out.
But yeah, probably yun. I didn't hide it kasi they didn't let me watch na eh. So yun.
If you guys could interview a wrestling personality or a wrestler,
living or dead, like your dream wrestling interview on your radio show, who would that be and why?
Maven, dead joke. John Cena, probably. John Cena.
Maven, sample naman ang dropkick dyan, no?
Can you dropkick me, please?
Maven ka ba? Legit?
John Cena.
John Cena. Mine's ano, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Mm-hmm. Sobrang accommodating niya sa mga interview eh. As in, he gives you content when you interview him.
All right, let's play a game with Anton and Jello because this is something that we do with our guests on the podcast. So I think we started this a couple of weeks ago. So we want to carry this new little tradition with you guys. And we're going to play this game called Wrestler or Porn Star.
Ooh, so I can't let family listen to this anymore. Damn.
Be like, family, stop listening from here.
Jello, pwede mo naman maliin, di ba? Para,
okay.
Innocent ka pa, di
ba? Wrestler,
di ba?
Aga NWA yan, di ba?
Alright, so the mechanics are simple. Obviously, wrestler or porn star, we give a name and all you have to do is tell us whether this person is a wrestler or a porn star. So, si Chino yung quiz master for this week bilang sa kanya nang galing lahat ng pangalan. Siya tayong researcher this week eh.
I did a lot of intensive research.
Okay.
For to find out if somebody's a wrestler or a porn star. You both get a turn. Yeah, you can both get a turn. And whoever gets the turn gets a point.
Yeah,
so it is race to five, diba? Yes, tama, race to five.
Easy.
Okay. So we will start with our very first name, and he is Rico Strong.
Wrestler?
Wrestler.
Jello.
Wrestler. Wala bang easy round?
Wrestler, sure kayo. Final answer.
Rico Strong. Bawal Google eh. Ayoko, natatakot rin ako i-Google eh.
And, Google is your own risk.
Wrestler. Kayo. You are both wrong. He is a porn star.
Yeah, you would know.
Yeah, I would know because I did the research.
I mean, like, he shared the last name with a wrestler from NXT, star. Right?
Are you asking the same name?
Like an indie wrestler.
Is it the same name for all the episodes?
No. Iba na to. Iba na to.
Ah, okay.
Okay, the next name is Madison Rayne.
Ayan,
is she a wrestler or a porn star?
Teka lang.
Wrestler. Okay, Anton says wrestler.
Rain. How do you spell Rain? Ah, wrestler.
Ginugel talaga eh.
Tanda na nito, bro. 34 years old now.
Both of them are actually correct. She is a wrestler with Impact. Okay. Our next name is Sex Ferguson.
What? A trick question. That's a wrestler.
You know what? Okay. I've been saying wrestler, so parang multiple choice. I'll say porn star.
Okay, Anton says porn star. Jello says wrestler. Jello, you are correct.
Nice.
He is a wrestler.
Pseudonym.
Pseudonym of Carl Anderson. Kung
Gallows.
So when was he called Sex?
When is that?
Southpaw Regional Wrestling. Okay, the next name on this list is Shane Diesel. Like, Shane Diesel. Is
like
he a porn star?
And Diesel.
Or a wrestler?
Porn star.
Porn star.
How do you find out all these names?
I know, damn.
What kind of research do you do? How do you...
That is for me to know and for nobody else to find out. Shane Diesel is actually...
I know.
Yeah, a lot of time and a lot of lotion. Anyway, you say porn star?
Yeah, porn star.
Yeah.
Porn star.
Okay, both of you are actually correct.
Yeah.
He is a porn star. Oh. Is somebody keeping score?
Because I am. I am. It's 3-2 Jello in the lead.
Sorry, what's the score?
3-2 Jello in the lead.
Okay. All right. Okay. So dalawa pa. Two more at least, right? Okay, the next name on this list is Brian Cage. Is Brian Cage a wrestler or
wrestler,
a porn
wrestler?
Para familiar, wrestler.
I feel like I've heard it before. I feel like wrestler.
Like an Impact wrestler.
Oh yes, you are correct. He is an Impact wrestler.
Cool.
Yeah. He's the machine, Brian Cage. 4-3 na, no? Vale.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 4-3 this last name, Jello, might walk away with this victory. If not, Anton can tie. This next name is Kylie Rae. Kylie.
Wrestler.
Rae. Wrestler or porn star?
Porn star.
Anton says wrestler. Jello, what do you say?
Porn star.
Porn star. And Kylie Rae is a wrestler.
Ooh! Nice. Alam mo yun, Anton? O hula lang?
Ha? Hindi, hula lang.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if there was an actual porn star with who named
right?
Kylie Rae.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why she's on the list.
Sobrang gimmick niya. She is Smiley Kylie Rae. That's her gimmick.
Yeah, sobrang non-porn star ng gimmick niya. So, go figure. Okay, our last name, dahil tayo na kayo, our last name is Big Dick Johnson.
Ang puta.
It's wrestler. Sige, wrestler.
Big Dick Johnson,
a wrestler or a porn star?
I feel like that's a wrestler, also.
Siguro.
Oh, kasi parang, unless...
Parang masyadong straight up for porn at.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Feeling a wrestler. I think wrestler, no?
Oh, wrestler, sige.
So both of you say wrestler.
Yeah.
Both of you are correct. He is a wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
So
gusto niyo ba ng tiebreaker or okay na kayong tie? Kasi wala namang prize to, guys, eh.
Tiebreaker naman yung mga tipong Emily Willis, mga ganun naman.
Wrestler?
Oh, wrestler yun eh, di ba? Wala pang ganun, Chino?
Oh, sige. Sige, eto.
Ibang wrestling ata yun.
Eto, last na. Toni Storm. Is Toni Storm a wrestler or a porn star?
Toni Storm.
Porn star. Feeling the porn star.
Wrestler. Ayan, ito na. Magkakaalaman na.
So, Jello says wrestler. Anton says porn star. For the win, Toni Storm is a wrestler. Congratulations, Jello.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You win nothing, but congratulations.
Napakagaling ng game na yun, ha? Pwede pang stand-up comedy yun, Chino.
No, walang prize, pero congrats sa'yo, Jello.
thank you.
Ang importanteng takeaway from the game is marami tayong natututunan ng bagong pangalan.
Yon.
Yes, true. So, okay. Pwede nyo na-Google mamaya si Shane Diesel.
I don't even know how you found out these names, though.
Do you just combine the names? So I wonder if this is...
No, dude. There's a category for that.
Literally, I typed male porn stars onto my Google, and that's what came out. My algorithm is weird now, but...
Ang tanong, Chino, kinlik mo ba yung images?
Yon. So, actually, led me to a Cosmo article of the top 10 porn stars.
Wow.
Cosmopolitan, the magazine. Yeah.
Of Let's the top 10 Anton porn Jello, stars. Since we're talking about names, what would your wrestler name be? If you ever decided to train in PWR?
Actually, interesting si ano eh. I mean, I wanted to be Jose before just because I wanted to be like, you know, representing the Philippines, etc. Parang si TJ Perkins. Pero TJ Perkins is sobrang American eh. Yung Perkins eh. Sorry, na-distract ako sa aso.
Galit yung aso dun sa Jose. Galit yung aso dun sa
Pero
Jose.
Kasi diba may No Way Jose. So parang, I kind of want to get that name.
Ikaw, Anton, have you ever thought about like a wrestling name?
Mine, I'd steal the name of the drummer of Green Day. I call myself Trey Cool.
Really?
Cool. I call myself, if I had a chance to change my name on radio, I'd call myself Trey Cool.
Here's a question. How come you guys never had any radio names? Like, supply. Like, everybody uses their real names, diba, for the most part?
Yeah. Everyone, I don't think anyone changed their names on
the station. Play or sa RT.
Uh-huh.
I had one in Magic before, pero junior jo kasi yun eh. So
what was your JJ name?
Gilo Green, parang ginawang Silo Green pero Gilo.
That's your Instagram, diba?
Yeah. So I signed up for Instagram when I was a JJ. So I was like, Jello Andres is taken. I'll just use my JJ name.
Yeah, like the JJs over the years have had like the silliest names. Like I remember there was a JJ McLovin. There was a dude who was a JJ Michelle. And then my former partner, Gianna, was JJ Sherbatsky.
So, like, Sherbatsky, yeah.
Yeah, the silliest names.
Because she was from Canada, right?
Yeah.
And Sherbatsky was then, yeah. Chino, what was your name?
Bubba. JJ Bubba for a while. And then it just became
what?
Chino.
What?
JJ Bobo? No,
Baba,
Baba. Choppy ka bro, choppy. Sorry.
Baba, Bubba.
Choppy.
Saan galing yung Baba? Di ko din alam eh. Pero JJ Baba was the name I thought of.
Who gave that to you?
I gave it to myself. So, in film school, somebody gave me that nickname randomly and it just stuck. So in Cebu, a lot of the white people there called me Bubba for a while.
Chicks yun, no?
He was a I don't want to say Puerto Rican man.
He talaga eh.
Yeah, lalaki. Puerto Rican man. Okay, full disclosure. Sabog kami nun. So, okay.
Sige, no judgment so, naman, Chino. No judgment. Okay lang.
Naka-explicit tag naman to.
Alright. It's nice to know that there was a time in your life na baba yung palayaw mo.
Pag-choppy right, bobo.
Last couple of questions before we wind things down here. Anton and Jello, what are your favorite wrestling moments? Like things you've witnessed either live at a live event or on TV or on your computer screen while watching wrestling?
Mine is the first ever Elimination Chamber. Which one was that? The one with Shawn Michaels versus Triple H?
Yep, 2002.
Damn. I don't know, it's 2002 and that one. Because I had my tito gave me a VCD. He had like a VCD copy of that Survivor Series.
Damn.
And I remember that. Because that was the
VCD.
Oh, that was the peak of the Triple H, HBK, rivalry. Because they also had... I think they had the one in Armageddon, the Three Stages of Hell.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But like, yeah, most memorable would be the Elimination Chamber match. That first one.
How about you, Jello?
Does it have to be like a wrestling match or like fan moment? Ganun?
Yeah,
right,
fan moment.
Could be
like,
fan moment, yeah.
Like you met your favorite wrestler ever? Or
yeah, dude. So I was in Australia at the same time the wrestlers were in Australia one time. They were in Sydney. Tapos talagang sobrang sakto. I left the day after the event. So I watched the event, ganyan. Nagkasabay-sabay kami lahat sa airport, dude. No joke. Ooh. As in, Randy Orton, kasabay ko maglagay ng bagahe sa X-ray. And syempre, you couldn't take out your phone to take a picture. So, like, yun. So, the Bella Twins. Sino pa yun? Sino yung lumipat sa AEW? Parang lahat
John
eh.
Moxley.
Yun, John Moxley. Yun. Si Dean Ambrose. Yeah, dude, Dean Ambrose is, I don't know what was in his head that day. Sobrang siya yung pinakamasungit na wrestler na nakilala tuloy, na nakita ko. As in, what I did, we were like just two people at the waiting area habang naglalakad sila kasi pa isa-isa sila pumapasok. Apparently, they don't have security in the airport unless you're like a big shot. So Dean Ambrose was just passing by and then we were gonna ask for a picture. legit, I was talking to him like face to face na. Hindi kanya eye contact dire-diretso while chewing his gum. Like his character.
Is he doing that walk?
Yeah, dude. I'm like, what the fuck?
The Dean Ambrose walk.
Pwede namang mag-no eh, diba? Pero sige, gago. But Randy Orton was really nice. The Bella Twins, R-Truth, si yung Fandango, actually, dun pa eh.
Yung picture na ginamit dun sa poster nyo, diba? Yun yung kasama mo si Nikki Bella dun sa picture.
Oh, kala ko relevant eh. Tapos biglang binura si Nikki Bella eh.
Hindi mo kasalanan yun.
Ayan, bakit mo
kasalanan yun?
Ryan.
But yes,
Ryan, binura mo si Nikki Bella eh.
sabi ko kay Renzo, mas relevant pa si Nikki Bella kaysa sa mukha ko, pero siya yung binura eh. Pero
now,
wala.
Before we came on the podcast, you guys said that there were some issues and some stuff going on in the world of wrestling that you wanted to get your opinions out on. So I guess this is the point where I'm going to let you guys let it fly.
Oh.
Yeah. The article. Sorry.
Ronda Rousey, right? Ronda Rousey. Right.
The clip about Ronda Rousey shooting on the WWE, right?
Yeah, because they were talking about it. Of course, the WWE now is putting out more content, not just matches, right? They have their own podcasts and like video discussions. There's one time with Booker T, Christian was in the same discussion. They were talking about Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, the Fox show, yeah.
Yeah, the Pop show. I just found out nga when they were talking about it eh. Pero when it exploded before, hindi ko siya nakita sa newsfeed ko. So it's more of for those of you who don't know yet, si Ronda Rousey, syempre nag WWE siya. Kumbaga she just told the WWE fans that they were ungrateful. Alam mo yun, parang she was basically shooting down the WWE that wrestling is fake, ganyan. Basically bad-mouthing the industry and these wrestlers, syempre, ma-offend ka. Lalo na if you're the fans also. Oh. If for yeah. example, imagine mo ikaw si Nikki Bella or any of the WWE divas na wala ka pang chance sa WrestleMania and then here comes someone from the UFC, biglang tag team partner niya si The Rock, biglang nag-WrestleMania event, di ba? Parang, and then after that, you take a big check from the WWE and then this is what you say about the industry. So it's such a big blow to the rest of the wrestlers as well. And I was like, I love getting into that. Eh. I love watching videos, how they react in real life. And when you attack their industry, it's really something. Like Stan, I know you do pro wrestling as well, diba?
Yeah, I mean, does Rowan Camus.
Yeah. You guys all are in the same
We're
business.
Wrestlers.
You're on the same business. So if someone... Imagine mo na lang may artista na kinuha nyo for one show. And then, syempre, yung artista sobrang big shot, ganyan, malaking payout. And then, after a week after or a month after the show, biglang, ay, hindi, actually, fake lahat ng ginawa ko doon. Hindi naman totoo. Hindi naman maganda yung ginagawa nila doon. Puro peke-peke na arte-arte lang. Diba? I don't know. How would you guys feel?
Yeah, it would be a big slap
that would
in the
be
face.
A huge... Indeed. It would be a huge blow to the ego as well. Kasi, diba? You spend a lot of time learning how to do this stuff and perfecting your craft, right? And then for someone to trample all over it just because he or she doesn't agree with it anymore, that definitely sucks.
For sure.
Assuming those are her real feelings about it. I mean, assuming she's not saying that stuff to rile people up.
Well,
yeah,
that's what...
a part of me that feels like it's a work it. Like, she's probably just working people so she can come back as a heel whenever she returns, if she decides to return.
Yeah, that's what CM Punk was saying, di ba?
Yeah, ako
She's
din eh.
Playing everyone.
Yeah, I'm with Punk and whoever agrees with Punk kasi it's such a worky shoot to do. Na parang she was just doing exactly what you didn't want her to do, which is by wrestling standards, the perfect way to work yourself into a heel, di ba?
Yeah, considering her lifelong fandom din and the way she brought her own fandom to her mixed martial arts career. So I don't think that's a legit 180, especially so soon after her run in wrestling.
Yeah, but what do you guys think is the play here? Like, what is WWE doing for this? Is it magiging teleserye na ba to na you know, talking shit about WWE, but you know they're not gonna settle it in the ring, but they're gonna settle it with, you know, discussions, talk back videos.
It's probably going to be the long play here. Siyempre, bibigyan pa nila si Ronda ng time to rest up and to start the family she wanted or recover from any injuries she has. And then she might come back next WrestleMania, yeah, siguro, or toward that part of the year.
Actually, when you think about it, when you look at the whole thing, in the long term, si Ronda and Palo, because she says all these things to get heat, and then eventually, and assuming this is the play here, she will come back to, I don't know, either defend what she says or, you know, pick fights with people, but she will come back to pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. So she will look dumb for dissing pro wrestling, then going back to it eventually. So she worked herself into looking stupid.
That's
even shoot or work, she worked herself to look stupid.
And all these divas are chiming in already. So I'm into it. Eh. I mean, like, cool, controversy, ganyan.
So, are you a Total Bellas fan?
Total,
yeah, ahead,
Total.
Like you sound like a Total Bellas fan.
Wait, me or?
Ikaw, Jello, yeah.
Ah,
yeah, you.
Well, I was a fan when I could watch it, but like kung wala. Tapos naging Total Bellas. Naging Total Bellas,
Yung Total Divas pa, yeah.
It's hard to catch it now. Eh. Parang, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't shit on it because like a lot of women became wrestling fans because of Total Divas and Total Bellas. And yung demographic ng WWE nag-expand talaga towards the female sector because of these shows. So, you know, like I actually used to work for E! In the Philippines. E. Yeah, the E! Network. And we would promote the fuck out of Total Divas to the point even had like boxes of the Divas Championship toy belts here in my house bilang prize for the viewers.
Nice.
Yeah so no, if I'd known you back then, I would have given you one.
Oh, well. Baka may extra ka dyang nabubulok na sa ano, na hindi na pamigay. No, yeah, because I love it. I mean, this just gives us a different way or a different storyline that's working in parallel to the original storyline happening inside the ring. Before this discussion that we're having now, I was into it and I believed that it was a real thing until you brought up that maybe it's a play, and that just means that it worked on me, right? whatever they're trying to pull off here, it's working.
Yeah.
So which makes it pretty interesting. It's like a different demographic of the wrestling industry.
Absolutely. And itong type of discourse is basically what we've been trying to promote for all this time, whether it's the podcast or smarkhenry.com, just, you know, getting fans to talk and to look at wrestling as really a text. And it sounds very academic, napaka professorial to say it, but you know, that's what we've always wanted, to look at it as something more than just a TV show, as something worth talking about. Of course, it doesn't help now. The news has been largely negative concerning the wrestling industry, what with the essential business bullshit and the Black Wednesday events happening the way that they did. But, you know, the more people that talk about it from these lenses, the better.
That's true.
On that note, we're ending this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Anton, Jello, thank you so much for sharing your time with us and hopping on board to just really geek out and talk all things wrestling with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
For our listeners who want to follow you guys on social media and want to check out the stuff you do, whether inside the radio booth or otherwise, where can they hit you up?
Instagram, Jello Green, J-E-E-L-O Green. Twitter, it's Angelo Andres. And then, actually, Anton and I, before this, we're also planning na mag-podcast kasi nasa bahay din naman kami. So
hopefully it happens.
If it happens, sana tanggapin nyo kami sa Podcast Network.
Is it a movie podcast?
I thought of it earlier. A movie podcast sounds great.
A movie podcast? What's a movie podcast?
Podcast about
movies. Chino.
A podcast about movies, which apparently I was supposed to do. That's my bad. I dropped the ball on that one. That's me.
Pero yan. Yun. So kung meron nun, plug kami ulit kung ano yung podcast na yan.
Sabi niya na si Renzo.
Insert na lang.
No, legit, dude. We're gonna talk to Renzo, Billy, myself, and Anton. And Rami also.
So it's the 99.5 Play FM podcast?
Oh, podcast na kung ano-ano lang.
puro boys lang.
Puro boys. Pero tingin natin, tingin natin. Kung if ever, ano, invite din namin kayo doon.
Okay, we're always that's how this podcast network works.
Yep. Yeah. Anton, go ahead.
Okay, Anton, where can people find you?
You guys can follow me over on Instagram and Twitter @_AntonMolina and on SoundCloud.com/AntonMolina.
All right. There you have it. Anton Molina and Jello Andres of 99.5 Play FM. Thank you so much, fellas.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, good night, guys.
Thank you very much to Jello and Anton of 99.5 Play FM for joining us on this week's episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Now, of course, we got to end the episode the way we usually do, and that is with our picks of the week. Let me start with this week's episode of Dark Side of the Ring on Vice. And this week's episode features a very shady promoter named Herb Abrams. He ran the now defunct UWF, or Universal Wrestling Federation, that ran in the early 90s. And watching him really gave me some trigger warnings about a certain shady promoter.
Estafador, you're saying, is what you're saying.
Yes, basically an estafador, yes.
All right.
Yeah, he could. He was cutting checks he could not cash in.
I see.
Yeah, he was a druggie. He was really addicted to like cocaine and hookers, and yung kanyang grasp on reality kept slipping away as his ambitions grew and grew, and eventually.
That sounds familiar.
May naiwan din ba siya sa Batanes or wala?
He tried to hold a huge event at the MGM Grand and there were like 300 people in a 17,000 seat arena.
But you can get home from Las Vegas though.
Nakauwi naman siya yung mga talent. Kasi siya nandun eh. Nakauwi naman daw siya. Alright, that's my pick of the week. How about you, Rope?
Alright, my pick is from last week's NXT episode. Okay, so I had to go watch it because I wanted to support my boys in the cruiserweight interim cruiserweight championship tournament, especially Drake Maverick. If he's gonna lose his job and maybe not get it back, or maybe get it back, I might as well support him while he's still wrestling for the WWE. So my pick of the week is Isaiah Swerve Scott versus El Hijo del Fantasma. All the tournament matches are great. Yeah, we've seen this before, and we've seen it under better circumstances. So, sayang lang. This whole thing, especially Drake Maverick's underdog run, is much much better with a crowd. One more thing that the lack of crowd really hurts. But if you must watch something from WWE programming, make sure you watch this good tournament.
All right, how about you, Chino? What's your pick of the week?
All right, my pick of the week also comes from NXT. It's that segment with Matt Riddle, his new tag team partner, Timothy Thatcher, and one Byron Saxton as they play the Newly Bros game. I like it because they're really leaning into Matt Riddle's stonerness, if you will. They're doubling down on the fact that he is a pothead and he's a bro, which I like. Kasi, di ba, it's so unlike the WWE to do that, but I guess they're doing it now, so it's just funny. It's just funny, it's just good fun, and as a bonus, you get a little Imperium interaction as they go interrupt the segment and beat down Riddle and Thatcher. Spoiler alert. Pero maganda siya kasi for those of you that do their homework, you might know that Timothy Thatcher and the boys of Imperium actually have a lot in common. So it's nice to see them interact in the same ring after all this time.
Wow, si Chino nag-homework.
Naligyan dun sa mga sinend sa akin ni Camus actually. All the 5 gigs worth of bolas.
No, so, I actually appreciate the references to Ringkampf. Na, yeah, as Chino said, Timothy Thatcher is a member of that that stable in its OG incarnation.
Yeah, diba? So parang it was...
Or, you know, the way it was most known before they became Imperium. Oh, happy ka na.
And it was only a matter of time for the like people if who know what was really happening to see Thatcher and Imperium interact. It makes me salivate for more now. It makes me want to know more about this storyline and where it's actually going now.
All right, so there you have it, our picks of the week. If you have anyone to send our way, given the quarantine circumstances and the fact now we have no idea when all this bullshit will end, or the fact that we probably need a little more entertainment in our lives, just hit us up at Wrestling2XPod, at _Stancy, at RoIsWar, at CavemanCamos, and at ChinaSupersize. But before we get out of here, we got to remind you that if you still want to help out all of our frontliners and the communities in need, Podcast Network Asia is still bringing you #PodcastUnited, and it's a fundraising effort of local podcasters for Frontline Feeders PH, initiated by PNA and PayMaya. And the goal is to help continuously feed the frontliners of more than 20 hospitals across Metro Manila. For more details, you can check out Frontline Feeders PH at frontlinefeedersph.com. And if you want to donate, here are a few simple steps. You can check out pymy.co. Again, that is pymy.co/PNAUnited. Choose the amount you're willing to donate. So it's a minimum of 50 pesos and a maximum of 10,000 pesos. And finally, add the basket and click checkout. And you can pay via your credit card or debit card or using your PayMaya wallet. And it's available on both local and foreign transactions. So stay at home and give back. And on Friday, that'll be tomorrow, you can catch Nate Punzalan as part of the Podcast United series brought to you by Podcast Network Asia. And since we're putting PNA over, please do check out as well all the brand new content that PNA has been putting out from the OG podcasts like ourselves and the Kudazzers, the Eavesdrop,
Cool Pals,
Halo Halo Show, and everyone else under the umbrella, and the newer podcasts as well. You know, everybody's been working extra hard to just give you some entertainment throughout the pandemic. So do check us out and support the podcasting community in the process. So on behalf of my co-hosts, Ro, Chino, and Camus, my name is Stan, and this episode of the podcast is in the books. Big thanks to Babyface producer Ryan putting in all the legwork for this one.
Real MVP.
He is the real MVP. Please stay safe, stay well, and wash your goddamn hands, please.
Peace.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.